All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Sully, pick of the day. We'll wrap the calls here. We got a lot left to do. NHL trade deadline. Yzerman made a couple of moves. Sully, please delight the people.
Okay.
Sully did not put his record on here. Am I to believe you were terrible last week?
We only did it like once or twice. We didn't actually even do it every day.
What on earth?
Well, sometimes it just gets
busy. This isn't a choice.
It just gets busy and, you know, it gets lost in the shuffle with,
wow,
with the topics that Jeff and Bob were doing. But they did a good job. Tonight, Florida State and Louisville. Now, I'm not going to do money line because it's minus 140 for Florida State, but we are going to bet on Florida State -2. They're still undefeated at home this year. They play really, really well at home. Give me Florida State -2, one unit to start the week.
Leonard Hamilton still the coach there?
Yes.
Yeah, they suck.
Undefeated at home, though.
Leonard Hamilton is the worst head coach in America. The worst. There is no one worse. Plus, it's scientifically proven you can't trust a coach who wears a turtleneck. Just can't do it. Can't do it.
Why is that?
Because he looks like a Bond villain.
I thought Mel Tucker's worn a...
Can't trust him. Can't trust him.
Stop it.
No, Leonard Hamilton, honest to God, he has some amazingly talented teams at Florida State.
Yes.
I will always pick against him in the tournament because he's a bum.
Yes.
He's a terrible coach.
That's true.
And he's also very sneakily elderly. You don't think of Leonard Hamilton being, like, old? Dude, Leonard Hamilton's like 75.
Is he? No.
He's old as sin.
71.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, but he looks great, right?
Black don't crack.
There's not a white guy on the planet who looks that good at 71.
Yeah, Leonard.
David, you and I have discussed this. I'm falling apart. You're getting sexier with age. It's just Leonard. Honestly, Leonard Hamilton is going to be like the richest bad coach in history. He got that gig with the Wizards all those years ago. He got the gig at UMiami. He got the gig at FSU. This guy couldn't coach his. I wouldn't hire him to coach a YMCA league. And here this guy's at Florida State, and he gets kids to go there. They always have good players.
I couldn't help but think when you said turtleneck, Stan Van Gundy back in the day wearing the turtleneck underneath the blazer.
Can't trust a coach who wears a turtleneck. It's proven. It's scientific. You just can't fight science. Let's go to Jeff Troy, 97.1. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how's it going? First time, long time.
Just welcome.
A couple things. As for the Fury and Wilder thing about the comparison of, oh, he hasn't fought anyone, I think it just comes down mostly to the fact you're seeing an individual-based sport against team ones in that comparison. And there's just a lot more variables in there when you got a lot more guys on the field, whereas people see two guys just going head-to-head. So
all right.
They want to pull out the argument that they haven't beat anyone. I mean, as for what I think it's pretty hollow, but... I just think that's where that.
Yeah, but I mean, Jeff,
from.
All right. Obviously, I am not Burt Sugar here, so let's just calm down. I'm asking. I mean, if a guy's 30-0, I mean, Jesus, you could be fighting neighborhood parents. Jeff,
oh, yeah,
that's
I agree with
unbelievable.
That, yeah, because by the time they get up to the big screen there, you know, you got to beat someone. They're not just putting Joe Schmo up there who's won 5 fights. I mean, you might not know every name he's beat, but there's good fighters all over the world.
Now, who's his next fight?
On that stage
is his fight Joshua, or is he going to do a part 3 with Wilder?
I think we're seeing the trilogy with Wilder. I don't think there's any way you can deny that. You got to give him another shot when you got a no decision and then one win.
Yeah, but here's the problem I have. Here's my issue as an outsider. I'm not part of the boxing elite. Fury clearly won both fights. I don't need to see part three. Part three is for when it's a war for one guy and a war for the other in the first two, grudge match. See, the first fight, that was the dirtiest draw in history. He won that fight. He came back and proved his point by bullying Wilder. I don't really need a part three.
See, Mike, you're going to make me say something that I thought I would never say. You're a smart guy.
Oh!
Because you're exactly right. He won both fights. Why do we need a third one? I don't want to see it. Give me Joshua right now. Give me Joshua in October, and I'm happy.
And Ruiz is gone.
Yes.
Tons of Fun is gone.
Yes.
Because he got even sloppier. He lost his title defense.
Exactly.
And now Joshua is the guy again?
That's what I think.
Why not have Joshua fight Fury? And if Fury's still standing, then you go to Wilder.
Exactly. That's what I would do. But I'm not, you know, the expert.
Let me ask you this, too. This is just one thing, and I don't think I would have even thought twice about it 10 years ago, but today I do. What did you make of Wilder criticizing his own corner and saying, let me go out on my shield, I'm a warrior, etc.? And I'm going, dude, you don't get it. They're protecting you.
Yeah, they were.
You were bleeding out of your ear. You probably blew your eardrum out. Like, no, man. Like,
yes.
No. See, you were getting killed in that fight.
See, I didn't get to watch the entire fight. I was watching all the way to round four, but it was over. By the time I was done watching,
Fury took his legs so quick by just leaning on him, the headlocks, he just wore him out.
Yes, and I thought by round four, they should have just called it. They should have, it was over, but they didn't, and they let him keep fighting. So I'm glad they threw in the towel. I don't know what could have happened to him at the rest of that fight. He was done for.
You ever see Rocky IV?
I have.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. Tyson Fury is 6'9", 280. I'll tell you what could happen. You die. Thank God someone threw it in. I don't know. That's just me. And I get what Wilder's saying. He's an athlete. He has a courage that is incredible to get in that ring and do it, like the UFC guys do. But, like, at a certain point, man, someone's got to be looking out for you. I thought his corner made the right move. That's just me. I'm not part of the boxing elite. I'll be quiet. We'll go to Tom, 97.1. Hi, Tommy. Tommy. Tom's gone. We'll go to Paul, then we move on. Paulie, you get the last word.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Paul?
For a while. Yeah, so I want to shed some light onto why I think that comparison is used in boxing and not a lot of other sports.
Sure.
Typically in boxing, compared to most other sports, fighters kind of choose who they're going to fight through contract and management and whatnot. So it's easy to say that X fighter is ducking Y fighter type deal, whereas, you know, the Patriots can't duck the Jets, so to speak. So it's easier to blame the fighter rather than the schedule.
Fair.
So that's my non-boxing fan perspective on
that. Yeah, no, and you knew why I asked it, Paul. I mean, it was one of those where David immediately went to it, and it's that classic boxing deal of, well, he hasn't fought anybody. And yet the Patriots haven't played a regular season game that mattered in a division seemingly in a decade. We never say it. We never do. By the way, in case you didn't hear, Mike Sullivan has met Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, 5 years ago. I know you had came across that photo you joked about earlier.
That haircut, my God.
It was, you know, it was a Wilder was like 13-14-0 at the time, and I met the guy, and I was like, this guy might be good one day. So we took a beautiful photo together. I posted it on my Instagram, and people loved it. Yes, I got made fun of a lot in the comments, which is fine, because that's what Instagram's about.
Mike, the haircut deserved it. I mean, what do you want?
It's a great photo. And I really credit myself, because ever since I took a photo with Kendrick Nunn and with Deontay Wilder, their careers have really just taken off. So there's something there.
All right, we are going to give away some incredible awards from the Jenkins nuptials at 5:30. I got to talk about the trade deadline, and I want to have a funeral for something. I want to just see if we can put something to bed, and it's kind of an I told you so. Busy 5 o'clock hour ahead, 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.